Good morning, mate.
There's concerns to Robins Island Wind Farm, and you recently spoke with one of the farmers from your neck of the woods, Stephen Pilkington.
So obviously the Robins Island Wind Farm is a pretty major community project that's been a massive talking point throughout this year. The planning application itself is changing very frequently as they look to adapt it and get kicked off by the Environmental Protection Authority as well as the council. But a community member, Stephen Pilkington, who owns a farm on Harkers River Road, is calling for locals to really consider the project now before it's too late, and have a look at the planning application when it's submitted and put on public display, which is likely going to be in mid-January kind of time. It's really encouraging people to have a look and have a think about the implications of the project for the community, what it's going to do for tourism in the region, really the longevity of it, what's going to happen when it's no longer operational, things like the bridge they're going to build, what's going to happen to that when the company's gone. It's not a private bridge. It's a private bridge, sorry, not a public bridge. So if they don't own it anymore, what happens to the bridge? Does it get sold on to someone else? Just a couple of logistical issues he's got some concerns about. And I went out to his property and had a look at where the wind farm will be in comparison to two other wind farms that are down that way, and I could kind of understand his concerns a bit more. So.
Yeah, a lot of local residents have put a bit of investment into their area by buying homes, haven't they?
Yeah, that's it. And when they buy the home, what his point there is that when you buy the homes, obviously you don't know that there's going to be one of the biggest wind farms in Tasmania, you know, right on your doorstep. So he's kind of, he feels for those kind of people that won't, he knows it won't affect him that much, they'll just farm along, but the people that live a bit closer will have a couple of repercussions he's concerned about. So he has his say on page 3 this week.
Let's move from Robins Island Wind Farm to something which will prick the ears of many coasters. Tell us about free beer.
Yeah, absolutely. I personally am very, very excited about this as a 20-year-old male, but Lion have given away, who own Bogues, have given away a bunch of free kegs to regional pubs to encourage people to get back out and support their locals as restrictions are beginning to ease. So obviously this week, I think it was Friday, that the ban was lifted on dancing and standing at the pub, which is going to stop hamstringing so many of the businesses, which is really,
that's
really
right.
Good. Now, as a result, these kegs are being delivered to In Circular Head, the Tall Timbers, Bridge Hotel, Rocky Cape Tavern, the Marawar Tavern, the Smithton Club, the Country Club, the RSL as well. So basically there'll be a day set. They haven't been set yet. You have to keep an eye on the social media channels of all these different businesses, but there'll be a day set where you can come in, you can collect your glass of free beer and enjoy the rest of the night. So pretty impressive from Brogue.
Isn't that generous and a nice initiative? Let's conclude with some sports and Circular Head Kart Club. One of the members, the president, in fact, Daniel Hines, has just received a state title. It's been a big dream of his.
Absolutely massive weekend of sport in Circular Head. We had a few weeks of washouts and stuff like that. It's been a big quiet. But we're back with a force this week. Daniel Hines is the president of the Circular Head Kart Club. His dad, Tim, has been heavily involved for years and years, and his mum, Colleen, is the secretary. She does a lot for the club too. And Daniel's been racing since he was 13 years old. So I think it's something like 17 years he's been racing for. He's always dreamed of cracking that state title. We got very close to Smithson in 2017. He was leading with a lap to go and broke a chain, so unfortunately fell short. But this year he was able to get over the line. He was just overjoyed to share that with me.
And in cricket, seen some impressive figures of late.
Yeah, couldn't believe it. All in one week. But Joel Keith took 9 of the 10 available wickets in the Circular Head Cricket Association on Saturday against Gawler Combine.
Wow.
His team bat first and made 247, and the none for 50 in reply were for order. And then all of a sudden, he became on, took 9 for 12, and bowled them out for 83, I think it was, maybe 93. But yeah, absolutely cleaned them up, which is the best figures I've ever seen. It turned out he actually had the best figures of any club cricket player in Australia over the weekend, confirmed by My Cricket, which is really, really awesome. And then in the Birdie Cricket League, Brent Burgess cleaned up 7 of his own as well. In the same week, we had someone clean up 9 and someone clean up 7. And then on Sunday, Eli Bellinger for the Circular Head Colts playing in the Cricket Northwest League also made his first debut century as well. He made in the century for Eli Bellinger. So heaps and heaps of good cricketing achievements over the weekend.
Cricket is prominence in the Circular Head region as we speak, and you can read more about those stories and more in this week's copy of the Circular Head Chronicle. Always insightful. You have a great day, and we'll chat to you again next week, Isaac.
No worries at all, Lee. I'll see you then.